hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Try to make a back of memory over and over. Hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Can I find a single piece of me? Game over.
Hey, what's poppin', my country people?
What's good?
Yo, you already know what it is. Your girl Lala.
It's your boy, Yerah.
On the Hangover Show, baby. If this is your first time listening to it, this is the show that basically breaks down the brick of the bowel culture as we have it in Zimbabwe and in our social scene. So we welcome you to some juicy something because it's hectic in these social streets, yo.
Let's get it.
Yeah. So stay tuned for interesting topics. And right now we're going into withdrawal.
Yeah.
Yo.
You enjoy doing that, don't you?
You have no idea. Like, I flourish. Wow, it's amazing. You don't even know.
Whatever, man.
Yo. So, what did you do? What was the weekend like? What did you do?
Same vibe. Chilled. Like, I feel like this whole, like, getting turned, getting lit, I'm getting kind of too worn out for that shit. I only managed to go out on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Chill the vibe, listen to some deep house. Mm-hmm.
What's deep house? Just give me like an example of a song.
There are different sides to deep house. There's like, you know, the South African deep house.
Mm-hmm.
That music, like when you're like super super high. Mm-hmm. Hits the soul.
Yeah,
that's the type I'm talking about.
Okay.
Not the one of Swedish House Mafia. No. That's a different version of deep house, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did I do?
Shoo. I was actually with my girl. Was it a sleepover? Or was it Tammy?
Oh, okay.
So that was cool. It had been a minute, and I was networking as well.
That's dope.
I was networking as well. Where did we go? Did we go anywhere? I was pretty lit most of it, so I'm trying to remember. But we did manage to go to Gym Jam. We chilled there on Sunday.
Okay.
No, it was Saturday. Chilled there on Saturday. That was pretty cool.
You guys were lit?
We were lit. You know me. I stay hydrated. But I... Wait, what? You don't know. Let me give you some woke tea. Sankai closed, baby.
Wait, what you mean? Like, as in the past weekend, Sankai was closed?
I passed through there this past weekend, Sankai was closed.
Is it like closed for good or what's happening?
Well, from the source that, you know, the person who we're with and the source who is pretty close to, you know, these things.
Yeah.
Was like they went broke in terms of, I think, liquor. Because apparently already they were selling only two types of beers.
But, I mean, what's up with Zimbabwean clubs and closing, opening and closing?
It's just like, showing that there's a gap.
But how there's did they go broke when we were seeing all these bills that were going crazy? Like,
that's a people whole were like kind 10K, of conversation.
10K, like, it's nothing.
Right. But, like, listen, that's what's up. And for me, it just says a lot about what we need to work on, what's really going on. And, yo, because it's crazy.
I think we need to get Janimbi to, you know, to explain himself what's happening.
Yeah, that's true. So, Saga.
How many clubs are still open?
That basically means there's only Pablo's. Basically. Club. Something we're going to talk about, actually. The difference between, you know, what a club is and whatever. But a nightclub, it's only Pablo. Lounges, Okay, what's Maestro?
Exactly. Wait. Maestro is the lounge. Maestro is the lounge. I feel like it's the lounge. It's got the lounge vibe. Definitely not a nightclub. Definitely not a nightclub.
But don't you think they're trying to make it into a nightclub? Or people...
Of course. Of course. I mean, I feel like we are confused. The nightlife here is confused. Like, we've turned pubs into nightclubs, into lounges. Like, people don't really know the difference anymore. Which is something... Like you said, we're going to talk about later on.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to definitely, that. Definitely. Okay, so we've got some events coming up.
Okay.
We have on the 30th of March.
Yeah.
Fiesta. We got hometown. 12th of the day till 11 p.m.
Yeah.
There's going to be Chucky, C Skills, Fuji, Longton B, and DJ Nadia. Yeah. And then we also have this is like later on, but like you need to get ready for it, okay? So we have on the 1st of May, we have Fran, I don't know how to pronounce this. Pronounce it for me, right?
It's Francesca. That's the name of King 98's album.
Oh, so dope shit.
So yeah, that's his album launch. Just
okay,
check out
okay,
the
okay. So yeah, it's
crazy.
That's the release. It's going to be him. It's King 98. He's gonna have DeVito on it. He's gonna have Nasty C. He's gonna have XQ. He's gonna have Nadia Nakai. He's gonna have Tammy. Shout out to you, girl. He's gonna have Shasha. He's gonna have Union 5.
Shout
I don't
out
know
to
who
Union
that.
5.
Who's that?
That's our boy representing. You know about the Empower 100 that Mr. Easy started. So Mr. Easy decided to sponsor 100 artists from Africa.
Okay.
That's him giving back to the community.
That's so dope. That's cool.
Union 5 is the only Zimbabwean who was part of the top 10.
So what, he's a DJ?
No, he's a hip-hop artist. Trap.
Oh, yeah. Dope shit. Dope.
He's got like that ASAP vibe going on.
Okay, and there's also DJ Silence Bosch.
I don't know.
This is at Wingate Sports Club. Tickets available $10, advance ticket, and then $20 VIP.
US dollar. Make sure you make that. Disclaimer.
So are you saying they're actually not taking RTGS?
They're not. If it's RTGS, it's equivalent to that.
Ha. Huh. Okay, that's one of the
More events to look forward to. There's the online premiere of The Loot. That's happening on the 14th of March. A Nigel Ndlovu film. Nigel Ndlovu film. An Afri... Akon Media and Creative Motion Media Production. That's something that you could look forward
Wait,
to.
Wait, so it's a premiere?
Yeah, it's like okay. film.
All right, that's dope.
Yeah. Then there's also Midweek Party, hashtag Next Level. That's happening at Backalasia. I don't know where that is, but there is complimentary wine for the first 10 ladies.
Do they really ever give those? Because I always say that, but they always drink. Do you really then give these ladies?
I should
beer?
Be asking you.
Have
you received any compliments?
Well, I never get anywhere on time, so.
I guess you need to try this one out to find out. Okay. So the lineup is DJ Prince, Escosini, Kananjo, Poor House HD. Another event that's happening, but this is across the border. That's in Botswana. Sax Lounge. That's dope. So he's decided to go beyond borders. So hosted by I Am King. If you've been to any of his Sax Lounge, you would know that he's dope. He's dope. Featuring Silent. Oh, I hope I said it right. DJ Chiweda. DJ
Yeah, Chiweda.
Cedric the Entertainment. The venue is Waga Gardens in Botswana.
But that's
time,
dope.
12 to...
If you can't go support the
6 p.m.
the locals.
Yeah.
Out there. Yeah
Tickets
yeah.
are going for 80 pula. So definitely something that you would want to consider going to if you're in Botswana. Also, the Jacaranda Music Festival. It's happening later on in the year. That's from the 4th to the 4th and 5th of October 2019. I went to the one that happened last year. The turnout wasn't so big because I think it was the first one, if I'm not mistaken, but the vibe was amazing.
That's dope.
Yeah. So that's some of the events.
Forward to, yeah,
definitely.
Saga, definitely. There's a plan. There's always a plan. Always a plan. Stay tuned for the buzz.
Jani anos mama, mama mafia. Kalai mama kwete kungo mamira kumamira kumangwa kumangwa mafia.
Eh, anzimsazo mamira. Nana, Uncle Impotent Stay is killing me with this one, man. Yo, guys, welcome to The Buzz. Yes, 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 and today's topic is club etiquette. Ray, what do you think there's such thing as club etiquette? What would you define as club etiquette?
I don't know how to fully put a meaning to it, but I just feel like it has a lot to do with how, you know, people conduct themselves, people carry themselves out in the club,
yeah,
like the do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
I mean, in as much as that it's part of the nightlife, I feel like sometimes people get carried away and they feel like you can just carry yourself in what way or whatever means that you can. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I think there is a certain way to act in the club. I mean, I definitely feel like, okay, not like, you know, thou shalt not type of thing,
of course,
but like certain places just require certain respect and a certain attitude from you. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like that then creates the whole concept of etiquette.
Yeah.
You know, etiquette. And
but I feel like at times it can be tricky because some people like are uncontrollable when they're drunk.
Okay.
And people start losing their morals and they like, I don't know, like it's hard to really maintain that aspect when people are tipsy and drunk. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. But like I
hey guys, what's up? It's the Queen Dre. I think that what happens with a lot of these things, it depends with your culture.
Okay.
Let's take, for instance, how, let's use very most common example of where most of the things that we're doing now, like, emanated, and that's America.
Yeah,
they understand why certain things are there and what the person who made those things had in mind.
Yeah.
They understand the importance of Oscars and Grammys and what's the difference and what, you know, the after party means and why everybody has to dress up when they go there. Which is different from here. Have you seen what people dress up like when they go to awards here? I remember an essay. There's a guy, who's Nandi's husband?
Zakes Bantwini.
Zakes Bantwini went to a red carpet event in jeans.
That
statement says, I don't know what I'm doing here, what I'm supposed to be doing, because it's not a culture that's embedded in us.
Some events
we don't understand.
Certain, like I said, respect and attitude from you.
And that's how you find, Kuti, you find a really nice dress, a cocktail dress, and somebody will buy it and wear it to church.
Wow, that is so, listen, that is so true. That is so damn true.
Bye.
Thank you, Dre.
Yeah. That's our queen, Dre, with some words of little bow wisdom. So, yeah, do you then automatically, so are we both agreeing, Kuti, club etiquette does then affect how we party and the vibe that we create and the whole damn system
definitely,
and culture.
Definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely. I feel like you can see how it varies from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
Like you find there's certain places they've got a strict dress code.
Yeah.
Like Maestro. Maestro will tell you, dude, you're not getting
Pablo's.
Feel me?
Pablo's. So Pablo's not as a drama as happens with that.
Exactly. It's like even owns, you know, the gym owns.
Yeah.
Guys with the guns. They're trying to wear these tank tops in the club. Like, dude, this is not a beach party. This is a club, dog. You know?
I feel
like. But when you go to certain places, like, Kunemamu Mabao, like down there on the other side of Samora. They're cool with it.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you see Owens with Vist just jumping in.
Which is that's true.
Not supposed to be on, I feel.
Yeah, and I think it also just contributes to why we then turn up, why we then party, why we go to the club. I feel like just if we then know or at least set club etiquette, that helps with, you know, just knowing why we turn up. And I feel like it just creates a system and allows us to maintain even our own, you know, things like a power and a vibe and, you know, a whole culture. Because it has to start from somewhere. You got to know how to act and why you're there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be this other person when you're not quite too, like, you know, you need to respect other people as you respect yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I found some do's and don'ts.
Okay.
Google is your friend. So, here's some do's that I found interesting.
Okay.
Hanzi, ladies, do wear heels. Men do not wear sneakers. I'm not saying that women do not look good in flats or that men do not look good in sneakers. What I'm saying is that most of the time clubs have a strict dress code. Always better come prepared than to be sent back home and change your shoes. And that's always a vibe kill. Like, when you get to the club, I know, like, when I'm with my friends who are guys and they're wearing sweatpants, we wanted to go to Pablo's, but now they're like, no, she, because the swimmers are like, but nigga, like, why didn't you just dress fucking prepared, though? You know what I mean?
But so, you want to... Wait, just to cut you in. You want to hear a funny story? Mm-hmm. I remember this time last year, we went to Maestro, right? Mm-hmm. They've got a dress code, smart casual, right? Mm-hmm. This dude jumped in with, like, a semi-formal type of thing. I feel like at times, certain dress codes kind of limit you to your vibe in a club.
I guess.
So dude started dancing and the vocal kicked in. So when he's getting up, the pants were ripped.
Wait, we were together.
Exactly. So now
he literally just went like,
I mean, you had the dress code on point, but now your pants...
And that killed the vibe because now people wanted to fight.
Yeah, because it was just the bouncers were now like, dude, you can't be like in here like this. Because
he was down to chill like that with
pants he's got.
Nice looking day.
Dude had to wear some jeans, you know?
Makes you do things. And then there's ladies. What happened? Okay. Ladies, bring the essentials only. If you are like me, big bags are your weakness, but you have to know when to carry them. A clutch that carries your phone, money, ID, lipstick is enough. You can leave your makeup case and the trash we all carry around at home. And it's so funny. Like, I was reading these things and I was like, club etiquette goes down to those little things. And these are, okay, this is obviously from this guy's American. So obviously these are, you know, etiquette items that are derived from American club culture only.
Yeah.
Mostly, sorry. But like, I feel like it applies as well. Like, it's these little things that we ignore that, you know, can create or break, you know, our bowel culture. It's crazy.
You don't want to be chucked out of a club for something that is small.
You know,
something
what I'm
that
saying?
you could have, you know,
you could have
put proper attention.
You know what I'm
to.
Saying? And then there's this one. Do wear perfume or cologne on your night out. Amen. It's sexy, confident, and most of all courteous to people around you who are going to be sharing personal. Bless up. I feel like, listen, please, in life. Okay, if you don't want to bath, face off. Do it for the people that are going to be around you. Like, please. You know what I'm saying? Then, yeah. You're all bamguru. Like,
go bath first.
You know what I'm saying? And then there's, don't wear sunglasses. It's after midnight. You are indoors. The lights are practically off. You look ridiculous. Stop it.
hey.
But listen, you know a nigga's high.
Exactly.
When there ain't shades of the club. But I guess it does bring off a certain intimidation, maybe sometimes. Auntie Nandre, you look dumb straight up.
I feel like, what are you trying to hide? Everybody in the club is sloshed. Like, what are you trying to hide? Everybody is high and faded. So what are you trying to be bougie for?
Then there's some do's and don'ts for men that I have here. Our brothers, I hope you are listening now. Andy, do politely attempt to chat with a cute girl that catches your eye. Keyword that catches your eye. If the eye is not catching, do not attempt. Period. Thanks. There's no if, there's no but. Don't assume that because a girl is at a club, she wants to meet someone. Girls enjoy dancing, going out with friends, grabbing a girl on the dance floor to show interest is a no-no. Please, tap water. I wish I could put higher volume when I read this out. please do not assume. Assumption is not your friend. Huh? And then, do offer to walk a girl to the restroom. Or to her car. We are all adults, but it's a nice gesture in regards to caring about her safety. I know, Dre, you are. I know, right?
Hey, we all know that story is gonna end differently. If that happens, I'm just speaking for myself.
Guys. Take it. And I, you know, whilst I was also looking at the net and these things, it's very interesting what you find on the internet. So I came across this and I want to ask your opinion. Okay.
Yeah.
Reality is that many people do not know how to behave in nightclubs, especially guys, yeah? Problems in nightclubs are almost inevitably caused by men. What do you think about that?
I'm not going to dispute that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to dispute that because I feel like if I do, I'm setting myself up for backlash.
I'm
just going to say,
you already know, nigga. What?
It's all right. But it's true, though.
Yeah.
I agree. I feel like us dudes, when we get drunk, I don't know. It's like we can't control ourselves. We just feel like there's just a bunch of testosterone happening. People just want to start fights. It all starts with, dude, you stepped on my J's. You stepped on my shoe. Why are you looking at my girl like that? It's the club. She looking at me. What you mean?
What you mean, nigga? I like that. What you mean? What you mean, though? Yeah. Okay, so what are some of your club etiquette rules? Like, what do you personally, what do you think? Should be or is a club etiquette rule.
Yeah, don't slap girls' ass.
Amen.
I mean, it's not your property.
Glory.
I just feel like it's...
You're getting a whole lot of DMs right now, but that statement, you don't even know.
I feel like it's very invasive to just touch people without their consent. I just feel violated, personally.
That's true.
Even if a girl does that, I know there's this misconception that guys, all they want to do is just, you know, fuck and have girls all over. But I just feel like sometimes it's not always the case. I just feel, for me personally, I feel violated if that happens.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it has to be a mutual thing.
Mm.
Then two, I feel like there's no need for you to be screaming every 2 seconds you see your friend from 5 years ago. I mean, if you guys were cool like that, you'll be together. I feel like, you know how it is when people see each other.
I mean, I'm kind of like one of those people with my bitches. So I'm just trying to think how to respond to you right now. Because, I mean, as much as I get that sometimes it can be overdone. No pun intended, it's a bit far.
Yeah.
But when I see my bitch, I'm a twerk right smack in the middle of the road. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. But at the same time, I do get you. I feel like Shumma's Rachel does go. Listen, that's how I lost my phone the other time. Some nigga, this guy had it. He was saying hi to his friend, and then they jumped on each other, rolled each other on the floor. Now my phone disappear. So I feel what you mean.
Also, I feel like stop annoying the DJ. you know, I've been like a DJ in that scene whereby people come every 2 seconds.
Andy, don't be a pest on this article I was reading.
I just feel
and I
like
know DJ Blake would definitely be so happy to have something to say about this right now, because he's always posting about that shit. Shout out to you, DJ Blake. And like, he's always like, listen, don't be the one requesting all the time. Like, don't be a nag.
It's okay to request, but
yeah,
dude,
I got a job
in the dude's face, because
I have
his
my setup.
Job is not to please you. If you feel like you need that song played, go to your car or put on some headsets. Have that.
Don't give me stress. Don't give me stress.
Also, I think there's also the thing to do with what you call this. Don't ask people for smoke. Don't ask random people for smoke.
What?
You don't know what they put in that shit.
Okay, Ray, you. Oh, I hate
wait,
it when you come
wait,
with this.
Wait, no. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Sometimes I'm just desperate.
No. What I mean
a pool.
Is this. What
I just need that weed. Okay, so if I smell that shit, I'm going to trace where it's coming from, and I'm going to ask you for some. Obviously, like, I feel like Jumi's actually make me type
of
go tari and you
don't
see
take
this
it too personal.
Shady.
This is what I mean.
I'm
like, you
saying,
ask
man.
For a smoke, yeah, it's dope.
Mm.
5 minutes later, you come back. 10 minutes later, you come back. I mean, basically, I'm now your blessed.
Do people
I mean,
actually do that?
Yeah. I know dudes who do that. Like, if it was a girl, I'm okay with that. But if it's a man,
respect yourself. No.
Like,
okay,
how you were saying that, you know, most fights start with guys. I remember this time I was with my boy, and this guy just came to our section, just grabbed my homie's box of cigarettes and just opened it.
What?
To a cigarette. I'm like,
what the fuck, though?
Dude, you asked for a cigarette 5 minutes ago. Now you feel like we
you can
cool
come
like
take
that.
A whole
exactly.
box and nah,
that's
bro.
Just not
nah.
On, you know? So for me, that's like, I mean,
those are your like, yeah. I think for me, it's fighting. Wait away. You know what? I don't know if you need to go for anger club management. Listen, once you start fighting, people need to understand the power of energy.
Yeah.
When there's an energy in a certain vibe, in a certain room, and in a certain place, anything that you do to disrupt that energy is very contagious.
Yeah.
You know,
true.
So me just watching you guys fight can even just turn me off, and I'm like, dog and dog, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, bruh, can we please? I know sometimes, you know, some situations, anger gets the best of you, and you're just provoked like there's a tornado. But I feel like, can we try and like just know when, especially if it's between couples? I said this in the last episode. Please, anyway, like, contain your domestic issue. Well, you deal with each other when you're on your. Or if you need to talk about it, then get out. Take each other outside. When it's a name, you panze. Do the damn thing. We do the damn thing. Nah, I'm shame. So, like, I think there's that for me. And what else? Yeah, those whole unnecessary grabbing. Like, listen.
I've heard a whole lot of girls, women, you know, tell me the same thing. That it's just annoying. You know?
It's. Do you know what? It already, it puts you off. Like, now already you've got that feminine, you know, protectiveness that's switched on. Now you're not even, it fucks with your comfort, it fucks with your vibe. Now you just don't know what the next thing, nigga who's passing by behind you is thinking and what he's gonna do. Do you know what I mean? Like, now you're not really free to just have a fucking good time and not worry about who's gonna come dance behind me, who's gonna try touch my ass, do you know what I mean? And now we always have to play cops for each other with my girls, you know what I'm saying? We always have to look out for each other, push away the guys, you know, but like, it's a lot of work. You know what I mean? So that for me, like, it's just unnecessary grabbing, guys. Can we just let that shit go? And what else? I think for me, those are my, like, my main items.
Yeah. So,
and, like, at the door. Don't try and flex on the bouncer. And
exactly.
Try and listen. You need to be smart with the enter. Because also that puts me off, you know? Once we're having complications at the door, and you know, especially if they're niggas who you've come with, now you're stuck at that door too. And then you want to be calling us hoes, but do you know what's going to happen? I'm going to look for the next nigga who I see in the line who I know, and I'm going to be like, yo, this is what's up, and he's going to be like, baby girl, come through, because he's wasn't trying to get that, I'm saying. So don't put me in a situation where I'm going to have to look for another nigga. Like, stop trying to flex by the door, nigga. Like, if you want to bribe or whatever, you know those niggas all about respect. You know what I'm saying? You know, put your, at that moment, put him, make him feel like he's at a higher level than you are. Cause, but for real, that moment, that's what he is.
Yeah.
He can easily, you bounce you. And once you get bounced, which means probably good zoga, which I don't want to zombo zoga at that club again.
Problem is, niggas be trying to be Johnny Bravo.
Like, sometimes, God, it's not always about your fucking ego.
Yeah.
Please. And now with that said and done, the trumpet coming up.
Let's get it.
Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go.
The trumpets, they go. Ooh. Okay, those are some high notes right there. But, yo, welcome to the trumpet. Today's topic, the difference between a pub, the difference between a pub, a nightclub, and a lounge.
Yes.
Okay,
please.
I feel like we had to talk about this is because I feel like
you feel like we need to school you, Nick.
First of all, because you're a couple of kids in these social damn scenes. But nah, like I just feel like there's such a gap in our social scenes, in our, you know, nightlife and everything. And I just feel like one of the reasons is because we don't know how to maintain a certain vibe, also because we don't know what it really is, what the vibe is meant to be like, and that they are different type. You can't treat a lounge like a nightclub.
Yeah.
You can't treat a nightclub like a pub. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like we need to, so we know kuti kind of the nightclub. So like, it's A, B, C, D, and D, G.
Yeah.
Therefore, it requires 1, 2, 3. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And yeah, I feel like also it just goes along with what we're talking about during the buzz. It also then just helps you know how to act, how to dress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. What do you... Okay. What do you... Do you think you know the differences? Give me a definition.
My own understanding. I'll start with the pub. I feel like the pub is basically, for me, it's that spot where you go chill with your friends. You want to just grab a beer.
Okay.
Want to watch a game. Could be soccer. Could be rugby.
Okay.
There isn't much music.
Okay.
There isn't much space to even dance. So, like, music, if music is playing,
it's like more like background.
It's more like an ambient sound that's happening in the background, because 9 times out of 10, it's the convos that you're hearing. You're hearing people talk, dialogues and stuff like that.
So can we, safe to say, maybe just it's a network zone?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I've been to pubs with my boys, maybe after work, after hours, just catching up and just checking up on each other, seeing what's been happening, you know.
Okay. So, and a nightclub?
A nightclub is pretty much, I feel like this is, it's similar to a pub, but the only difference is you've got bigger bars, you've got a dance floor, you've got loud music, because I feel like the main idea of a club is for people to have a good time, to, you know, be free.
Gotta make that exactly.
Most clubs, you've got even a VIP section have bottle service. I've seen in some countries where you can even have escorts.
Something we should see. Something we don't have, and something that we don't understand, actually takes a club a long way.
There's a whole lot that we don't have.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. And okay, and a lounge?
Lounge is more vibey. Like, you've got a whole lot of... The vibe there is like couches. It's more just chilling. It's like... in the lounge, you can even grab something to eat, I feel. there is music, mm-hmm. but there isn't much emphasis on the dancing, like the club, mm-hmm. but it's definitely a better vibe than the pub.
Okay.
Basically, I feel like that's how I see
okay. Well, I will be happy to tell you that Google, so what to say, agrees with you. Because I think these would best describe how I would describe them.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's, I know we're looking at three main ones, which is pub, lounge, and nightclub.
Yeah.
But there are two extra definitions of a bar and a disco. Okay, so.
Wait. Before you even engage in this, do like is there still a reference as disco
in this
day and age?
Well, okay, let's listen to the definition and then let's try figure out if it's still existing. Okay. So a bar is a place or a counter licensed and stocked to sell alcohol. Basically.
Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah.
Pub. A public house where drinks may be bought or served. Mostly they will have finger food, in certain cases entertainment like sport pubs, theme pubs, pool table, etc.
Yeah.
So I feel like more or less a pub and a bar, you know, kind of fambirana.
Yeah.
Okay, then a lounge, same like pub, only more couches, more cocktails and relaxing background music. One word, comfort.
Definitely cocktails.
Tallies with exactly what you were saying.
Yeah.
And generally a lounge, when you think of lounge, you think of comfort. So it makes sense. Then disco. And the disco or disco the... Okay, I don't know how to pronounce this. And I'm not even going to try. So disco.
Okay. Cool.
Is a, I'm assuming it's a French term for disco as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, is a place to dance. Has mostly... all the above plus good place to get your date here or find a date here. Hey, can we just do a young recap about Final 11 the club? Hmm? Hey, quiet. I'm going to read this again. Nah, pull up. Anzi Disco. Where even did the check
Okay, I'm going to allow you to finish.
Disco is a place to dance. Huh?
Mm.
Has mostly all the above plus good place to get your... I repeat, pull up. A good place to get your date here or find a date here.
Let me burst your bubble.
I feel like I know how you're gonna
find a date. This was my same argument. I was saying you can't find love, but you can find someone you fancy, someone you like, which is like a date.
But you can't deny that there's connection between finding a date and finding love at the
club. Of course. My whole thing is love is a bigger word. Love means a whole lot
okay,
of things.
Okay. That's not today's discussion. Okay. But I just had to put it out there. Okay. So that's the disco.
All right.
I would like to... Okay, let me read our club, the club definition, but I'd like to think disco club, same as a group. Okay. A club is a private house, a licensed premises for which membership is required to enter. So I feel like the way we treat a nightclub in this country is probably very... Yeah.
Wait.
I mean, I have more details definitions.
From what you've just said,
uh-huh.
and from the knowledge that you know that you're still gonna dish out, I need to know this. I need... your honest opinion.
Okay.
Do you think we have a single club in Zim? Okay, in Harare. I don't know about other towns.
Yeah,
other
apparently
cities.
Blues nightlife is way popping than ours, but Harare. Okay, using the definitions here? Or like just now after that we've, you know, put these down and everything.
Name a club in Harare that is open, not clubs that have shut down.
I hate to say this, but Publix.
I feel like Publix is not a club.
What would you put it under? How is it not a club though?
It's a lounge. The dance
floor.
But
it's a bit. It's a bit.
I'm gonna say this. Let's take it back to. We had 1+1.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that was the only club at that time, because of the dance floor. You feel me? Publix doesn't have a...
But that's what I'm...
Wait.
Okay.
Publix doesn't have a dance floor. Too many couches. Too many couches.
Okay, can I say this? First of all, I feel
wait,
like...
Wait, what's the difference between Publix and Maestro? Apart from the DJs, what is the difference?
Okay, there's not a major difference.
Exactly.
But it's like, listen. First of all, I feel that's what I was trying to say. I feel like maybe we're kind of getting the definition of a nightclub all wrong. Because looking from what I read, like, okay, not just from this article, I was just browsing through Angle. And it seems like a club. Okay, then again, there were Angakanzi nightclubs. Then there was just club. But generally, from what the vibe I was getting, or at least how they treated, you know, on the other side of the hemisphere, they treated it somewhere where you actually, it's, they cater for a certain social class. The higher social class, where you have a whole membership going on.
Yeah.
You know, you have a whole say to how that place even runs because you unichi in a membership. It's kind of, it's got an elite vibe. Of course, I feel like that's more for club, and I feel like for nightclub, that's where I was saying nightclub, and it describes, I feel like that's where they're in the same WhatsApp group. Because listen to this. Okay, this is a more detailed. Andy, clubs and discos are most a similar thing. Only two distinct names. These settings, by and large, are a great deal greater than most bars, sorry, offer VIP administrations, have a dancing floor, and acquire well-known entertainers to play the music for the night. It is a considerable measure louder and a great deal more stunning and contrasted with a bar. See what I was saying? See?
No, I get what you're saying.
See?
Because we're in Zimbabwe, we have to...
turn it down a notch. Yeah, I feel you. But I think that's why I guess I said Pablo's.
Check what it says about Pablo's. This is their page. It says Pablo's Lounge. Say with me. But wow. I do get what you're saying.
Yeah.
To be honest, I do get what you're saying. To be fair enough, I feel like Pablo's is the only place that qualifies.
But do you know what's the sad thing about? They're not even the best, to be fair. They're the only, but they're not the best. We can have better, we can do better, they can do better. That's the honest truth. Because this whole nonsense of them saying, na 2 a.m. na 1 a.m. notoriety, bawara varwa. What the fuck?
What time do you want the club to close?
Listen, a club is supposed to close 4 a.m. Unaza why plus one was popping. 5 and a 4 a.m.
Nah.
So go to even at 3, if you're, let's say you're doing club hopping, you can easily club hop. Because you know what I mean? Yes, fine. Okay. Unless you're saying you're a club like that, then we respect you like that.
Yeah.
But before, they never used to close at that time. That's also another thing what I'm saying, Kuti.
Wait, the thing is, sometimes... I get what you're saying, but sometimes we as the mass, the public, we don't know the story behind it. Because you need to know...
With Pablo's, I feel like we know, Kuti. It won't... Because if you're really saying you're closed, why is inside still popping? And you see other people going behind the door, going in and out. Bruh, people are not stupid. Do you know what I mean? Those are moms with Pablo's, she doesn't want me to study. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I feel like they're not the best, to be fair. Like, they're the only ones that have maintained themselves, and I'll give them that. You know what I mean? And they also do, what kind of varandis are getting renovations?
Because they rebrand, they repackage.
Yeah, but as much as they're rebranding and they repackage, and they, unfortunately, they're the only club that understands the concept of rebranding and repackaging. But at the same time, we cannot settle for public. I refuse as a Power Ranger.
Do you have an option?
Well, right, that's what I'm saying.
I don't have an option.
But that's what I'm saying. Let's do something about it.
You're talking to the wrong person. Like I said, we need to bring Janimbi. We need to find out why Sankai.
We do need to get Janimbi. If anyone
but
can get
thing,
us Janimbi.
The funny thing is, I had heard rumors that they're planning on closing. I didn't know.
I knew personally that it was young. It wasn't a long lasting type of club setup.
Why?
Because, first of all, Dinji Nimbi. Yes, it was a facade. I feel like we all know that. We all know it was a facade. Because Ugadauta somebody sees.
you can't tell us you went broke. That shit
doesn't. Do you know what I mean? Because if you look at the receipts, it's not even telling with even sometimes attendance. Yeah. The receipts that used to come out of the car. I'm just saying it was a whole facade and we all know it. So at the end of the day, I wasn't surprised. the fact that it closed. Not okay, not only because of that, the whole facade thing, but also because generally do culture because you don't know Abana club, you know, for we get it at last.
Wait,
except
how long Pablo's. How long has Sankai been running?
I don't
for?
Even think it's been running for a year, dog. Like, didn't probably it open like last months. Late last year?
Yeah,
it wasn't even a year, you know.
I think it opened.
And honestly, I don't like what you're saying. I don't believe this whole day went broke. Like,
but the good news is, OnePlus One is reopening soon.
Is that true?
Rumor has it.
Don't hide me to drop me.
I've been at the place. I've seen renovations being.
Are they making it bigger, please, guys? Space is something we need to remember in our club.
No, that place has always been big, but you people were just a lot. Because that's the only club.
But that's
that
what I'm
popular.
Saying. Because you know Tarawanda, it automatically becomes small. I don't care if it was 900 acres.
Wait, what happened to? There was this joint that once opened, Club Qatar. What happened to it?
Apparently, you know, DJ Blake would actually be very perfect for that question because he used to play there. So I don't know, but because I know a friend of mine, I went there. She was like, you know, a lot of people were like, it was a vibe. I think when it first started, it was a vibe, but I think it started to collapse as usual. We don't know how to maintain a vibe once we started. But yeah, it wasn't a very big space apparently.
Yeah, I heard that, but I still feel like it could have done.
I feel
better,
like it still can do
there
better.
There is that need to.
They still can do better. Like I'm saying right now, there's been especially Unplugged, and you're so to see that whole big opportunity gap. So a lot can happen. But like, yeah, back to the topic. We always get so carried away. But yeah, I think automatically, because now we kind of know the difference between them, we now need to know how to treat each one with its differences, because they're different, they have their own requirements and things like that. I think our problem here that I've noticed is that lounges then want to try and act like nightclubs. You listen, you can make it work if you're smart, but that's the thing, how many are smart? The only reason why Pablo's has been the only is because they're cheap, smart about it. Problem in the equity when you then are not smart, because I feel like that's what happened with Inaki's. Inaki's was now trying to make a lounge into a nightclub, but they failed in their transition or in attempting to do both. You feel?
Yeah.
And I feel like once that starts to happen, that's when vibe is killed. That's when clubs are closing and not lasting long.
And I feel like this whole thing of diluting your target market.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing. I feel like with Inyaki's, one of the things, not everybody's from Arras. Inyaki's was situated uptown, the north side of Zamora.
Literally.
We all know that when it started, there was these bougie kids that were going there.
Yeah.
Right? The moment you start putting Marasta, it's a different vibe.
That's true.
So the people people that really come in with the rags stop coming through, because they're used to listening to Drake or whatever, these urban artists. Now you making them listen to,
I guess, I mean, listen, you can have like a themed night where you're saying tonight we're doing a Jamaican vibe or a dancehall vibe. I feel you. I definitely feel what you mean. But like, yeah, I feel like also, and also another thing in this country, I think muno ma pub ndo ma bao, doma dizo,
that's it.
Pub, you know, where it's mostly alcohol, sports, convo, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like then what then happens is because there's a lack in you know supply for lounges and nightclub, people then are so desperate to look for somewhere to chill, then they go to pubs and start trying to make a nightclub out of a pub.
True.
Now it's an overpacked place, you know, you have people, now it just becomes a very weird vibe, to be fair. And I feel like that's what was happening with Eclipse. I think Eclipse was a pub, not a nightclub.
Yeah.
Eclipse was a pub, not a nightclub. And now people were turning into nightclub.
It just shows how much we are deprived of the
variety
in terms of the nightlife. What do you think can be done? I personally think the key to running. I haven't run a club before, but I just feel like from what I've seen happening in other countries.
Listen, if you turn up, you love to turn up.
Yeah.
You, half the time you know how to run.
Okay, so, so basically it's, I feel like one, the clubs are stingy in terms of getting the talent that will entertain people. I like, I think it was our first episode, we were getting feedback from people on how we can better the nightlife. And one person said, if we can get entertainers, musicians, to come do like...
That was Basil.
Because I feel like we stuck in this place whereby... At times, I'm that person who's that conscious enough. Some people don't when the liquor kicks in. I've been in places whereby 3 weeks straight, the DJ plays the same mix.
To a point where you get to know...
You know what song is going to go after. I mean,
respect yourself.
Why are you getting paid? Don't be that lazy.
Yeah.
You know,
that
people
is some,
are paying money to come.
See, that's some club etiquette from the DJ as well. Like, respect us and respect your own title as a DJ.
I'm not going to name drop, though. But you know, I feel like that's one.
Yeah.
Two, rebranding. I've seen it work magic in SA, in Namibia. Like, clubs rebrand. It might be the same ownership, but to people, it...
Once you put a different look to it and a different vibe to it, it become, it feels different.
Yeah.
And it attracts a whole different type of energy. So definitely, yeah, I feel like we did a good job, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Making, putting the different, you know, meanings just, and details.
Just in closing, what's your take? What do you think we need to do to make the whole situation better? Make the whole nightlife meaningful?
Like I said, I know, I think, you know, once we know the different type of events and setups we can have for nightlife, I think now is just a matter of getting together, getting the right, you need to be ready to, you need to be very open-minded, you need to get your finance in check so that you don't get to the point where you're popping then you close down. You know what I mean? Make a realistic budget for yourself. Don't try to do too much at first, you know. Start small, because at the end of the day, people will always be hungry for something, especially now, especially us as Zimbabweans. We all know that there's a gap, so start small. And trust me, people will come through. People will... I know from experience, like I told you on the last episode, you know, the first event we went, listen, people come through. Just target your market right. Market it well.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like that's just what needs to happen. And just being more open-minded to how people even outside do it, you know.
True.
Bring new things to it. Don't try to do too much, but know how to spice it up.
Do research. Do research. That's why the internet is there. Do research.
Do research. I think that's very important. So, yeah, guys, we have a special mix for us. We'll be hearing more mixes, actually, from DJ Blake.
Our resident DJ.
Yeah, resident DJ to the Hangover Show. Okay, so stay tuned for that. Enjoy it. Bounce to it. Get your dancing shoes ready. I'm your girl, Lala, the best you've ever had. You know where to find me on Lala Machanisa, Instagram. Hit me up. Email me, guys, even. Like, do the things that need to be done.
Hit me up, your boy, Yerop. That's Y-E-R-O-R-P. I'm on every social media page that you
can
possibly think of. Even on LinkedIn.
He's cute too, so he's nice to look at.
Stop.
So yeah, you can find DJ Blake on SoundCloud. It's SoundCloud DJ Blake. That's where you can find his mixes. Check him out, y'all. Now ready.
X-rated meltdown of the Bauer culture.
Ice water turn Atlantic, night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, felt the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansions. Drive a coupe, you can stand. She love bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it, can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud.
Pull up in a demon on guard, two shot, three shot, four. After 9 minutes, she come back for more. She took off the shoes and on the dance floor. And she start to go out like a fool. Then she approach me just like a cure. Me know that she like me tonight, me a fool. She sexy, she beautiful and she pure. Tell her you be alone, so wind up on my body, yes. Wind up like a carnival. Tell me love,
call them there.
Get your hands up! back.
If you got a bad back, get your hands up.
Back it up like yeah, yeah. Back it up like yeah, yeah. Back it up like yeah, yeah. Back it up like yeah, yeah.
Things I did not say. I'm from Portmore, that's in J.A. We can do it on that beach there.
Back shot, somehow you got extra, forget me not. When it's sweet, you, what you say?
Deeper, try your punani.
Mind to me, baby, everything twist. My good love make you turn and twist.
Hanzi mukazi harambiro gurwe Hanongo rambiro upambi As long as she's faithful and lovely I know mumbunza ndi hali Oh now ya nzenza cause she's sexy Or maybe you don't like her she's fancy That's why makumuza ubenzi Yangwa di benzi ndirangu Please let her talk as she wanna Dress as she wanna Yangwa akafamba aka dress her like Rihanna Let her smoke marijuana Drinks kokiana
Amarumi nangato idanzenza iyo yo